Page 74. Unicorn, a mythical creature. Susan knew that her language arts teacher encouraged the students to become better writers by keeping a journal of stories. Mr. Christensen would assign topics every night, but once in a while, there would be a free choice writing, and the students could write about any topic of their choice. When Mr. Christensen announced that Wednesday's topic would be free choice, Susan was delighted. She knew just what to write about. She wanted to write about unicorns. Susan knew unicorns were just make-believe, but she wanted to understand more about how the unicorn creature came about. Susan decided that she needed to do more research first before writing her journal entry. There was study time at the end of the day, and Susan asked if she could go to the computer lab, since all of her other assignments were completed. Mr. Christensen smiled. He always liked to see students with their work completed, and he always liked to see students like Susan excited about a new topic to write about. Susan walked to the computer lab and found a computer that was not being used. It was in the far corner of the lab, so the spot would be a little quieter for her. First, she decided to read about myths. She googled the word myth and began reading. A myth is a traditional story of historical events that serve to tell the world about a practice, belief, or a happening. Myths can be called parables or allegories. The main characters in myths are usually gods, supernatural heroes, and humans. Some myths were seen as sacred and linked to religion or spirituality by rulers or priests. When a myth is told, it is usually seen as true for that society. However, some societies classify their myths as those that are true stories and those that are false stories or fables. There are also creation myths which took place in an age when the world did not have human beings, and these myths then talk about how the world and its habitats were first formed. Some myths are allegories, which means they stand for something else. For example, in some of the Greek myths, you have creatures like Apollo, who represents fire, and Poseidon, who represents water, and so on. In other myths, the allegories represent philosophical or spiritual concepts. For example, you have Athena, who represents wise judgment. Some people think that myth resulted from the personification of inanimate objects and forces. That would mean that the things that are not real take on real-life characteristics. For example, fire and air would be real, etc. Some people think that myths were created to explain rituals, which are repeated acts like baptism or marriage.
Wow, that's interesting,
Susan said to herself.
I think I will read a little bit about unicorns now and the different theories of rationals behind this creature. Then I should be ready to write my journal entry.
Susan googled the word unicorn. She read about unicorns, of which mostly she knew already. Unicorns are mythical creatures that look like horses with a horn coming out of their foreheads. Unicorns are beautiful animals, usually described as having great intelligence and gentle wisdom that humans may not understand. Often, the unicorn is a creature of divinity, pure of heart and spirit, that may be possessed of incredible powers of both creation and healing. Susan looked at the clock. There was time for her to start writing her mythical story for the journal assignment before the dismissal bell. This is what Susan wrote. The Unicorn, a mythical creature. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a unicorn which was often seen galloping atop a tall cliff overlooking the sparkling creek below. Everyone knew that when the moon was full, the unicorn would grace the mountain with its beauty. The bell rang. Susan grabbed her journal and walked back to class to tell Mr. Christensen that she made lots of progress. She couldn't wait to finish writing the story and to read it to the class tomorrow.
Good night, Susan!
Mr. Christensen shouted above the noise in the hallway.
Good night, Mr. Christensen! See you tomorrow!
Susan smiled and waved.